Welcome to Discover Joyous Love with Anita DeFrancesco as your host. This is a hybrid of topics under the subjects of mindfulness, sexuality, and relationships. Hello, everyone, and I am Anita with you here again. This is episode 33, and of course, Discover Joyous Love. But today I have a guest with me, someone that I've known a very long time. We met in Los Angeles, and it's been a real long time. I'd like to introduce Gary Kleiman, who's from Chicago, and he has introduced me to what he does. He is a Tai Chi, Qigong, and Nei Kung master. And he has, let me give you some background on him. He began his Tai Chi career in 1974 in Chicago, as I said. He studied and taught at different places, the temple style Tai Chi Chuan, as taught by Master Wasu Lao. And he studied with two of the top instructors and received corrections from them, him in a class for about 18 months. And you might have read the book entitled The Tai Chi Classics, published by Shambhala Press. I've read that book. And
I paid for that book to be typed. The paper it was typed on, I personally paid for.
Okay, so you have a big background in this. And our title today, folks, is going to be Qigong and the idea of Qigong, Tai Chi, Nei Kung for sustainable orgasms. Since my show is about mindfulness, relationships, and sexuality, and we're going to focus the topic today on sustainable orgasm. So, Gary, welcome to the show. Hi, what do you want to tell me? Say hello to me, talk to me. It's been years we've talked.
We met in 1995.
Oh, you remember the exact year?
I went on your cable show.
Oh, yeah.
No, I remember because of what girlfriend I was with.
Uh-oh. I think I remember that one. I hope you taught her how to do Qigong and she had sustainable orgasms. Or maybe that's why she's. Go ahead.
But she was a gold digger. I didn't know she was a gold digger.
Oh, my goodness. Well, needless to say, we connected and you did come on my Anita's Point of View cable access show that I was doing there in Marina Del Rey at the time. What did we discuss? I still have the footage on that. I'll have to look it up.
Well, we talked about my workshop called Personal Power Training, where I teach Qigong and I fix people.
Okay.
Even then, I was doing in my seminar, I would put my hands on people and remove anger, fear, bitterness, guilt, rage, sorrow, which is what I'm actually the most famous for. The name of my technique, I renamed it early 90s to emotional liposuction.
Right. And I saw that you have a cup. I saw a cup on that.
Yeah. I've got 140 video clips about my treatment on YouTube. So
tell me what you do every day. What's your daily day like? And what kind of patients are you working with? What is your clientele? Tell me, and then we can get into what the work is really, because a lot of people, a lot of people know what Tai Chi is, but Qigong and Nei Kung? Is that, am I saying
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I really don't teach Tai Chi anymore because in 1983, when I created my Qigong program, I reformatted everything so people could learn what they were actually looking for instead of getting stuck in some boring, not even my class was. My class wasn't boring. My class was hard. But what happened was everybody that wants internal energy goes into a worthless Tai Chi class and they never learn it because it's not there. So what I did, I was taught Qigong in 1978 after my school closed. So I created a format because people needed it, and I started teaching it, and I got it right the first time, 1983. I put it on video in 1993, and, you know, everybody learns the same thing. I never had to change it or improve it. I got it right. And then the book the Qigong Bible I finished in 1989, and I've sold thousands and thousands. I give it away. Everybody that emails me, I'll send them my book for free.
Ah, interesting. Email, all right, we'll give that information at the end. Yeah.
All right.
What's your email? Because say your email now. We can say it twice throughout a couple times. That they can
Qligar,
get C-L-Y.
C-L-Y-G-A-R at gmail.com. I made it really easy.
Okay. So your book, what is that book about now? It's about the Qigong. It's something you...
Everything I ever said about Qigong is in my book.
Okay.
Everything.
So how has this, you know, now you're working with what type of clientele? You're working with people in relationships because, you know, today, I mean, we can talk a little bit about what kind of client you work with. Is it relationships, people that want to learn how to have better sex or better connections, better intimacy? Or
that's
more focused.
That's actually rare. You know, I've taught 15 guys how to have sex without ejaculating.
Okay.
It's called Sexual Superman 1 and Sexual Superman 2. So the Sexual Superman workshop is only for people that have already finished my Qigong video, because the Qigong is the van and the sex training is the camper.
Okay.
So everything I teach in the sex training, I convert the personal Qigong practice to a sex practice. Now, that doesn't mean it's only during sex, but there are many, many practices that exist in the Qigong practice that have to be altered so the men are ready. I haven't taught it to a woman yet, although I've performed it on quite a few. But the sex training is related to cultivating self. Everything I do is about cultivating self, whether it's just learning the Qigong. But when a patient comes to me, it could be anything from back pain, shoulder pain, to marital problems, to...
So you're dealing with mental anything. Issues, physical issues. People want to go to a Qigong master so that they can maybe cure arthritis or different diseases in the body, things that are debilitating, mental.
Well, I've treated
depression.
I've treated over 20,000 people, so I've seen everything. Now, my most recent thing, I was on Clubhouse and a woman she found my profile and called me up and said, I need your help. You're the one that can help me, I'm sure. But she didn't have any money. She was in France. So I did it was the first time I did emotional liposuction on Skype. Okay. It took 90 minutes. The first four, I did seven so far. The first four took 90 minutes and the last three took 30 minutes. I figured out a way of compressing it.
All right. So tell me, let's talk about what is emotional liposuction and what is the approach to that?
All right. Everybody is carrying anger and rage.
Of course. As a tantra teacher, I'm a tantra teacher and I'm teaching people how to get rid of the anger and rage in a different way, but I want to understand your way. So how do you approach this practice?
I touch this because of my chi circulation ability.
You can do it you can do it online too, right?
Well, yeah, recently I've done seven and they all worked. But when I treat somebody, they come in, they fill out a form. It's basic. They lay down. I put a washcloth in their mouth and I give them something to hold on to so they don't dig their nails into my arm.
Okay.
And I touch the spots, abandonment, anger.
And where's abandonment?
Rage.
In the heart?
Right in the center of the chest.
Where the heart chakra is?
Well, it varies, but it doesn't vary much.
Okay.
You know, when I touch the spot, and somebody has, and 100% of the population has big four, abandonment, anger, rage, and bitterness.
Okay.
Bitterness is the is the hardest of them. Bitterness is self-hatred.
Right. And people hold a grudge with bitterness.
Oh, that's terrible. Do you know who Frank Ferrante is?
I think I've
California.
Heard of him. Yeah.
Well, I sponsored his movie at a local theater, and I then said, Frank, I'm your silver bullet. And 2 days later, he was in my office. So he recorded an intro, his treatment, and a testimonial 2 weeks later. It's on my website.
Okay, so the emotional liposuction, the approach is you're working with, we'll say, chakras or energy in the body without really touching, but you're using points with your hand near their touching body. Are you touching their body or not with that?
It feels like I'm digging a hole in them.
Okay, so you are getting into the points of the body. The energy point.
But if somebody else touched a spot, it wouldn't hurt.
Right. But you have a special technique. So you have a special technique or a special gift or a special talent and something that you've been working toward all of these years to be able to have an effect on someone with this energy. I mean, anybody can scan the body, the chakras, and hit pressure points, but it may not be the same effect as to what you do because of your gift, we'll say, your gift and your talents of years of working.
I created it because it needed to be created. Before I created emotional liposuction, it didn't exist. People just talked and talked and talked and went to therapists and nothing ever changed. And when I touch somebody, now my treatments take 3, 4, 6, maybe 10 minutes.
Right.
In the beginning, it was 45 minutes. Everybody was growling and they still growl and screech, but it's over in 2 or 3 minutes per point.
Now with the emotional liposuction, how many sessions does one need to have in order to really be, say, healed?
One.
Just one. Okay.
One. Yeah, okay. One.
Now, do you find this to be more men or women on this work? More women is attracted to it?
I have no way. Yeah, it's both. Whoever calls. If somebody calls me up and they say their back is killing them, like I just treated a guy 2 days ago. His back, I treated him the first time just mechanically, and they wanted to come back, so they came back, and I treated him a second time. But this time, I did the mechanical stuff because I'm an acupuncturist and I have the best hands around. But I also took out anger and rage. Okay. And his wife texts me and it's holding. He's not in pain now.
So to my audience, you're listening to Discover Joyous Love. I'm your host, Anita DeFrancesco. And I, Tantra Wisdom is my work, and I can be found at tantrawisdom.com. But today we're speaking to a very special guest, Mr. Gary Kleinman, who is a Qigong master, Nei Chung, and originally Tai Chi is where you get started in this. And he's talking about what he does, emotional liposuction, that he is healing the trauma in the human body, whether it be a physical ailment or a mental challenge, such as depression or abandonment or, being neglected. So there's a lot of emotional issues that sit around the body in the energy that also can affect someone's physical and create disease. So Gary here, I've met him years ago in LA, and I remember that one weekend you were working with that man and I watched you at that hotel for a long, I was there the whole weekend. And I was really observing everything. It was amazing. So you have this special, you've been doing it for years, and it does take a lot of wisdom, I would imagine, as you have built up. What else do you do? So you have the emotional liposuction. What other applications of work are you doing, or is it strictly that right now?
Oh, no. In fact, I have clients all over the place, not just in Chicago. I'm also, get ready for this, the Mojo Man.
Okay. You're the Mojo Man.
Yeah, I'm the Mojo Man. I don't look like the Mojo Man. Muddy Waters Waters was singing about me long before I ever heard of Muddy Waters. But what happens is because of my cultivation ability, which I've been practice every day, you know, now 4 to 6 hours a day. In the first 10 years, I did 6 to 10 hours a day. But now I still practice. The reason everybody else that learns from me can practice and push it is because I'm still pushing it. It's not like I have to talk about history or anything. I mean, I'm an active practitioner. So when somebody calls me, I got some funny, very strange.
So you're the mojo man.
I'm now, the mojo man. So
here's a question I have for you. I want to know how this work has, how this work has helped you, and how are you driven to find this path from your early years? How are you driven to find this? Was it something in your own personal life that you needed?
No. First of all, I had a great father. He was my first teacher. And then when I finally started martial art, I had absolutely the best, one of the top 12 Taekwondo masters.
What made you go into it? You probably read about it, or you just had a drawing to, you were drawn to it.
Fighting Catholics.
Is that why you were drawn?
I was Jewish in a Catholic neighborhood, and every Thursday when catechism was over, 30 of them would be chasing me down the street screaming, "He killed Jesus. He killed Jesus."
In Chicago.
So my father moved us when I was 5 years old to a Irish Catholic neighborhood where they hated Jews. They were painting swastikas on the side of my house, burning crosses, all of it. And I was in 1,000 fights before seventh grade. I got expelled from seventh grade, and I had to go to military school for 2 years because I was fighting Catholics. Okay. They were always picking on me.
Okay, so you sort of were like a bully. You were kind of bullied. And
I wasn't a bully. I was defending myself.
Right, but but by defending yourself, you were bullied by a group. That's what bullying is.
Yeah, Catholics. Bullied by, my father
It doesn't matter if they were Catholics or what. They were just people. And they were people
Were Catholics. They were O'Brien, O'Reilly. They're all Catholics.
I understand that. But I'm saying it sounds like you got bullied. You got bullied.
Yeah, I got bullied. So he said, if you ever get in trouble for fighting because you're Jewish, you never have to worry about getting in trouble with me, which is a free ticket. So every time somebody would spit in my face, I would punch him in the nose. There was no hesitation whatsoever, but that got me kicked out of grade school. And I went to military school long before martial art, where I fought every day. So it's continued, but now it was, the teachers were placing bets on who was going to win.
Okay.
It was extremely hostile. And then when I got in high school, it was like I was free, finally.
So but you were already cultivating the work, because this is a lifetime, you know, it takes a lifelong time to learn this practice and cultivate it and master it. And I know I've seen you in action.
Well, I didn't start martial art until I started Taekwondo in 1973, and I switched to
Tai Chi. Well, you were probably a teenager then, right?
21. And I was pretty old.
That's
for
old.
The class.
How old are you now? Wait, what is your age now?
How old do you think I am?
You can't be, you're older than me, I think, aren't you?
I'm 70 years old.
Okay, you're 70, you are older than me.
And I had, in February, I had two birthday parties. The first one had 20 people show up, and the people that wanted to come to my birthday party who couldn't make it, I had a second one the next week, and I had 15 more people show up.
Oh, wow.
And the last birthday party I had was at a blues club, and I had like six people, but this time it was all text invites. I just text everybody in my phone, and I had so many people saying, oh, count me in, I'll be there. And they couldn't be there because Chicago is still sort of locked down.
Well, is it now still? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we
so,
have.
So let's talk about what, have, okay, go ahead. I don't want to get into all the COVID stuff, right. But I would, you say in your write-up here, your bio, I was originally taught Qigong as the icing on the cake to my professional Tai Chi training. So, so this was the icing on the cake. Is that the next step for someone that wants, let's talk about a student that wants to get involved in this work and study this. Where would they start? Would they start with Tai Chi?
No, that's the first step, not the next step. Everybody that learns from me starts with what's called condensing breathing. I probably showed it to you or you saw me do it. I mean, it's the first one of the first videos I put on YouTube is condensing breathing. If they want to learn it, all they have to do is put in condensing breathing,
okay,
Kleiman, and they'll find it because
so Kleiman is your Kleiman, your last name. So the thing is,
Correct. So
if a student is eager and they want to get involved in this, or maybe they're doing some Qigong work now or Tai Chi, they start with Tai Chi. Is that correct?
They do not start with Tai Chi.
They start with the breathing and then the Tai Chi.
They will drop out of every Tai Chi class they ever took if they don't learn my Qigong first. I've got Kung Fu masters who have been my Tai Chi students for 30 years.
Okay.
Because by the time they found me, I was already written up in the Inside Kung Fu magazine many times. In fact, all those magazine articles are the first chapter of the Neigong Bible, which I will also send to anybody that requests it via email.
Okay. So
I'm completely organized. Everything about my practices, my specialty out of all my classmates, which I don't really have any because they never got good enough and they dropped out or died at this age.
Okay.
They never got good. So I'm the guy that created what's called subsets. So all the material is this huge package of material, and I chopped it up in a way that it's learnable,
okay,
and identifiable. Okay. And I was actually in a movie. I flew to 10 years ago. I flew to LA because I was invited to a movie.
That's when I met you, or one of the times in LA. But it was after.
No, you met me in 95. This was 2011.
11, okay.
The name of the movie, and I videotaped for 45 minutes, and they put me in for 17 seconds.
Are you the Bruce Lee what?
But I was in the movie as myself. It's called Stickies, a documentary about masturbation. So one of my clients knew the producer of this ongoing movie. And he said, hey, I think this would be good for you. So I called the guy up. I flew on my own dime. I flew to LA. I was there for like a week. And I videotaped, it was long, it was perfect, but he only put me in for 17 seconds.
That's okay. You know what? There are no small parts, my acting teacher says.
And it did hit the theaters, but it took a long time for
what was it? Was that underground theater or what?
No, he was in the movie conventions, but you know, it was pretty low budget.
Right. Well, that's okay. You know, there are no small parts. And, it says my
But
name.
I was myself. I was interviewed about what happens when a man ejaculates. Okay. That I was the only anti-masturbation person in the movie.
Oh, goodness. let's talk a few more minutes. So I'm so delighted that we connected again. Are you on Facebook or anything, or Instagram? Can you give us all that information?
I'm kicked off. I've got two more days of Facebook jail. I get kicked off every month.
Okay. Now, I just want to get back to my notes. You're listening to Discover Joyous Love. I'm your host, Anita DeFrancesco. This is a hybrid of topics, mindfulness, sexuality, relationships. I am tantrawisdom.com. And my guest today is Gary Kleiman. He is a Qigong master. And our topic today is Qigong for sustainable orgasms. And orgasms being not necessarily, you know, in a relationship, just understanding the body of orgasm, the orgasm of the body and the expression and the feeling and the containment and the letting go, and letting go of the resistance and the grudges and the anger and the bitterness. And that's what,
and the not letting go.
And the not letting go. And so, Gary, tell us where we can find you and give us all the information, your website.
All right.
And Gary does my the emotional liposuction. You may want to get him for a Zoom session. You'll do this on virtual, right? Yeah.
Okay. Of course. Okay. And okay, talk. I like talking on the phone. You can't reach any other Qigong guy in America. They all avoid the public. I love it.
Okay.
My cell phone is 312-446-8218. My website is awesome. I've had it since 1994. I had my website before we met.
Okay. Oh, right. Qigong. I remember.
Qigong.com, spelled Qigong.com. The other spelling is this guy who took three seminars in Florida. That's not me.
Okay.
And my email address is Kligar, Clygar at Gmail. And I respond, I take all my calls, I take all my emails, this is serious. And the place to start with me is with my video. It's not taking a Tai Chi class, because you're going to drop out in 2 months. It's learning. And so when you learn my Qigong, it only takes 3 hours. And then you do the 28 minute daily practice routine, which never changes. So you have a half hour routine that you could fit into your life. Now, if you want to learn more, of course I have more.
So to my audience, you can get a couple of Gary's books for free on email him, the email at the Kligar, Clygar at gmail.com, or you could just write to me, you know, when you see the podcast up. If you want the email, the write-up will be in there, but you can get some of his books via in your email box, folks.
Books are on Amazon, but you don't have to buy them. I'll send them to you for free.
He'll send you some free books, okay? So this is a good start for those of you who have curiosity and are looking to heal some of your traumas or any type of traumas, emotional, physical, you know, the body, whatever it is, it's really positive energy work that Gary can show you here. Anything
else?
Let
me explain one more. Yeah, of course. So when somebody comes to me and they've been a chiropractor and they've been going and back and forth, or two chiropractors, and they still hurt, guess what? It's not mechanical. So when I do emotional liposuction on somebody and they get off my table, the first thing they say is they're light. Like they lost 50 pounds.
Right. So the body becomes fluid.
And they don't hurt anymore. It's over.
So you're undoing the layers and they're feeling very fluid and light. So the beam
light.
Of light is coming in. They're feeling very fluid and light, and they're transforming in the moment.
And I've been doing this forever, and I've treated over 20,000 people.
Well, I'm excited to meet up with you again to have a session myself. So for now, I think we're going to tune out, and I want to thank my guest, Gary Kleiman of, what's the website? Gary Kleiman. Qigong.com for being with us today. Qigong.
Qigong.com.
Of course, Qigong.com. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Discover Joyous Love. I've been your host, Anita DeFrancesco. You can find me at Tantra Wisdom, and my guest will have information, Qigong.com, Gary Kleiman. Thank you, Gary. All right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. It's been a pleasure here talking with you.